It's 2:30 and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Rita Talper with Radhika Bhardwaj and Umema Chutani. In the weather, it's partly cloudy and a nice 6 degrees outside our East York studios. Now here are the headlines. Mike Duffy pleads not guilty to multiple fraud and bribery charges as a Senate expenses trial is now underway. The Blue Jays celebrate their opening day victory against the Yankees. And sad news as James Dess, star of Dukes of Hazzard, dies last night. Now for our top story. Mike Duffy pleads not guilty to 30 charges of breach of trust and fraud, and one charge of bribery. The Senate expenses trial has been underway since this morning. Duffy was suspended after the RCMP alleged to have found evidence that suggests Duffy wrongly claimed his living allowance and had other questionable expenses. Deputy Crown Attorney Mark Holmes says that Duffy is ineligible to be a senator for PEI. The Crown has laid out its allegations, and the defense is still to be heard. The trial was adjourned until 2:15 and is currently still underway. A 43-year-old man has been charged in the alleged sexual assault and abduction of a sex trade worker on March 31st. The 27-year-old Toronto woman was supposedly held for 5 days until she finally escaped on April 5th and went to authorities. Regine Perrin is facing charges of sexual assault and kidnapping. Authorities are saying the act was ritualistic in nature, and the victim is currently recovering. A pianist from the Toronto Symphony Orchestra has been told not to play this week after concerns have been raised over her supposed offensive language online. Ukraine-born Valentina Letissa was a piano soloist for the symphony. TSO President and CEO Jeff Melanson cited her provocative language on Ukraine media outlets as the reason for letting her go. She will be financially compensated, however, as she practiced her right to free speech. That's all for news, and now to Radhika for your sports update.
Thanks, Rita, and good afternoon, everyone. The Blue Jays set the tone for a good season after their win on opening day. They celebrated a 6-1 victory against the Yankees yesterday afternoon at the Yankee Stadium. The Blue Jays put up 5 runs in the third inning. Russell Martin hit a 2-run single, his first hit as a Blue Jay. Fan favorite Edwin Encarnacion got a 2-run home run. Drew Hutchison, the youngest Toronto pitcher to start on opening day, limited the Yankees to 3 hits. Outfielder Michael Saunders is still out with a knee injury, and it will be a couple more weeks before he rejoins the team. Their next game will be against the Yankees again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Duke won the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship last night with a 68-63 victory over Wisconsin. Jones and Okafor led the team, and in the final 13 minutes of the game, Duke outscored Wisconsin by 14 points. With 11 minutes left in the game and the Badgers leading 51-47, Jones carried the Blue Devils and scored 13 of their final 21 points. Okafor was on the bench for most of the second half because of fouls, but Grayson Allen, one of the most overlooked players on the team, stepped up. He scored 16 points for the Blue Devils while Okafor was benched, which was 12 above his average. In the end, they beat the Badgers 68-63. Following the Duke's victory for the NCAA championships, point guard Jones was named Most Valuable Player yesterday. The NFL has hired their first female full-time official, first reported by the Baltimore Sun. The former USA official, Sarah Thomas, is set to join the NFL as one of their 8 new officials for the upcoming season. She has officiated preseason games as a line judge and has been a strong candidate to become a full-time official since 2014. The Maple Leafs will be playing tomorrow against the Columbus Blue Jackets at 7:30 p.m., and the Toronto Raptors will be playing against the Hornets tomorrow at 7 in the evening. And that's all for sports. Stay tuned after the break because Umema will have all the buzz and entertainment.
You've been waiting all week for this moment. A sip of coffee, then you lean in to kiss your date. Ouch, rejected. Dark Rose breath turning her all the way off. With Excel's new mint, cinnamon, and tangerine flavors, you can clear the air. Flavor of your choice to land the kiss of your dreams.
Got sensitive teeth and desire for a dazzling white smile? Crest 3D White Toothpaste for sensitivity. builds protection from tooth pain while lifts away surface stains to give you a bright and whiter smile. A tube full of confidence to live your life.
Welcome back, everyone. It's a sad day for fans of 80s television show Dukes of Hazzard. The show's actor, James Best, passed away last night at the age of 88 from complications with pneumonia. He starred in the show from 1979 to 1985 and was known for his role as Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane. He had been married for 29 years and is survived by his children and grandchildren. Second grader Maya Pren from Alberta has wowed the dragons of Dragon's Den with her idea of Lunch Appeal, a program to encourage healthy eating. With Lunch Appeal, kids can earn stickers for eating nutritious items, leading up to a special reward. The 7-year-old has already sold 600 Lunch Appeal kits. The investors were so impressed they pledged a total of $5,000 in support of Breakfast Clubs Canada. And that's all from me. Now let's send it back to Rita for the wrap.
Thanks, Amima. That's all for now. You can find more news at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a great afternoon.